Hey folks, it's Adam coming at you again with another Pilot Network podcast. Wanted to take a few minutes to say thank you to all of you out there who've been tuning in. I know there's been some sporadic episodes here and there. We've got a great podcast correspondent in Joe Sacco, who's been recording a few awesome interview episodes and delivering those to you out there, the listening network. But this episode that I'm doing today is going to be a short, kind of a quick little administrative announcement, I guess you could call it. There's been a lot going on in aviation recently. We've got contracts coming out. In fact, we're looking at doing a few more episodes to update some of the TAs and PWAs that have come out for different airlines and some of those that are pending. There's been a host of cool stuff that we're doing here at the network with TPNX coming up in April. That's the 21st and 22nd of April in Orlando, International Airport Terminal C. If you're interested in doing that, you can go to www.thepilotnetwork.com/TPNX and check all of the information out there. There is a ton of good stuff happening there. We'll have a whole announcement with Matt and I, hopefully, on that and who's coming and all that kind of stuff. But the thing I wanted to focus on today, with all that being said, is something that's more important than any PWA or TA or hiring conference or podcast or meetup or anything like that. It's actually the aviation safety aspect of our jobs. There has been not a... Maybe it's not more than it has been in the past. It probably hasn't been. It's just been more in the forefront of the media, or we've seen it out there. And I just wanted to share kind of my thoughts and feelings on what we can do on our day-to-day life to help mitigate some of this stuff as professional aviators and as a network, as the Pilot Network. I think there is... For those of you guys and gals out there who are not familiar, I'm not going to go with any specific airline, but we know that there was the incident at JFK, and with the there was another one in Austin with very, very close proximity to each other, and then there was the problem that came out of Hawaii, out of Maui, with kind of an almost... uncontrolled descent sounded like. We don't really know. We've got some of the data, still overcoming a cold that I seem to have had for months. And then a host of issues with military aircraft. And of course the balloons, to date this podcast a little bit, that have been scattered throughout the US and that kind of shoot down, like actually live weapon firing to knock them out of the sky, stuff like that. So a lot of unique and interesting things going on in aviation for sure. And I wanted to talk about something that I'm not the greatest pilot on the planet. I'm good at my job. I take it seriously and I'm professional. I also try to really enjoy going to work because I'm not a huge general aviation enthusiast. I'm just a professional pilot, so I go to work and I do that, and I love aviation, but I'm not. It's not my hobby on the outside, so I have to kind of look at it in a different light. I have to take a different scope to this because I'm not doing aviation stuff all the time outside of work. One of the things that I was thinking about was how can I weave this in a little bit more to my day-to-day life with actions I take to make sure that when I do operate, I'm operating as safely as I can within the scope of my mission or what my company's regulations say, and making sure that I'm doing the best for both the customer that's out there, whether that's a military customer, a customer's package, or flying the customer themselves as a passenger, or just going out and making sure that I get home safely to my family and not cause any more consternation or stress in my life by having to go visit chief pilot's office, do the carpet dance, or talk to my commander, any of that stuff. And the thing that I thought, and a way to approach this, is operational risk management, which is a buzzword out there, or buzz phrase, has been for a long time. And one thing I've noticed in my military career is that there's been a lot more higher ORM scores associated with certain missions that have been out there than they have had in the past. And a lot of that can be attributed to some of the issues that are going on within the military. We have a lot of stuff that we do on a day-to-day basis that causes our world to be sometimes a little different than the passenger and Part 121 world out there. In this case, it's attributable to a host of different factors, and some of them I won't go into for operational security. But the thing is we can help mitigate this a little bit further by just making sure that we're maybe a little bit more well-rested than we normally are, you know, kind of making our lives have a little bit more of a balanced structure, so we're more rested so we can handle the stressors and the problems that come up. I know it sounds like super basic, but it's true that we're taking care of ourselves as pilots, so when we go fly, we can make the correct decision to take the airplane, go fly, and prosecute the mission for those who are in the military side. For the aviators that are not necessarily military and out there flying packs and cargo and doing other work that's out there within the aviation parlance of our times in the environment of flying airplanes all over the world, we can do those same things, help mitigate a lot of that risk by building structure into our life, and then also taking a step back and saying, okay, are the people that I'm flying with, are we all on the same page? The briefing that we do at my airline, and then also what I do in the military, I've looked at it and I said, okay, you know, there's some aspects of the briefing that we get into detail about that don't make a ton of sense, that we kind of belabor on and talk in detail about. And then there's stuff that I think is really important when I brief, especially as an instructor pilot, that I brief that I want people to really pay attention to. And that's handling those emergencies that are time sensitive and critical, that we need to be able to take care of now so that we can return the jet safely to the earth without an issue. And then also just knowing your surroundings. And this, I think, goes for everything that you do in life. For me personally, I'm always kind of checking where I'm at and knowing my surroundings, because when I have to take off, let's say I'm taking off out of somewhere mountainous terrain that I'm not used to, I'm more dialed in. I'm really tight on, okay, I can't take a right turn. I need to take a left. If we have an engine out, there's an engine out procedure that I need to follow specifically for that. And I want to make sure I have that in the backup course, maybe the heading set, that kind of thing. If it is VFR, then I'm also looking outside that the weather's good, so I'm not and I'm not necessarily seeing and avoiding, but I'm using every tool that I have to help me with my situational awareness, whether that's using the Mark One eyeball, looking outside, adding that as an overlay to my terrain avoidance and what kind of terrain mapping I have, using my weather radar, et cetera, making sure that my situational awareness is up to speed. And I do that on a regular basis in my regular life, because I want to make sure that I put my family in the best position to succeed and be safe. I also want to put myself in the best position to be successful, not just safety, but successful. And I can't really do that without being situationally aware, knowing who I'm talking to, what I'm talking about, what to say, how to say it, that kind of stuff. I know it sounds silly, but sometimes I think we just need these reminders, and coming from somebody who's average Joe, nothing special, not at the top of any pyramid of flight or in life in general. I think sometimes when it comes from the middle, just a fellow bro, colleague who flies airplanes in the squadron, or somebody who's at the gym with you, it's kind of nice to hear, oh yeah, you know, just makes me think twice when I go strap the jet on and go fly airplanes for a living. So I know that this isn't anything that's earth-shattering, doesn't have a lot of technical features to it, doesn't really explain a ton of why these things happened. And that's not really for me or for pretty much any of us who are going to Monday morning quarterback these other pilots and what happened there. I think for us, it's good to learn from these these situations and experiences that were out there, understand them, and then best apply them to how we can go out and fly airplanes a little safer and be maybe a little bit more efficient in completing our mission or flying our flight for whatever company that we're working for. So again, this is just a couple, lob shots from the average Joe out here who does do this professionally and knows from my experience that sometimes applying some of those daily life things that are really help me make it through successfully and safely every day to my flying career and how I can best get back to those fundamentals by safely and efficiently operating for my company or for the military, whomever. So the big takeaway here is just taking care of yourself, getting back to those fundamentals that we all know, and using all the tools that you have around you to be situationally aware so you can go out and return home with honor, as they say, and also do a great job for the employer that you work for. So nothing controversial in this episode to talk about or anything more than just saying keep that shiny side up and that greasy side down, of course. And then also just using some of those basic building block approaches that we've had in our past to go out and do your job and do it really, really well. Again, if you guys and gals out there and anybody who wants to chat with me or Matt, get a hold of any of our correspondents at the network, hit us up at heyguys@thepilotnetwork.com. If you're interested in TPNX or getting even more Pilot Network in your life, you can go to thepilotnetwork.com and click through the links to get to TPN Pro or find out information for TPNX, how you can attend. We're also still looking for a couple of recruiters. We've got such a lineup and we're excited to announce that as we get forward here. But we're looking for even more. If you're at an airline and you've never even heard of what TPNX is, go ahead and you can reach out, heyguys@thepilotnetwork.com, or go to that link and hit us up there. There's lots of information, and we want to see as many aviators as we can at TPN. We're going to have some great giveaways, discount codes. Again, I'm not going to get too deep into it because that's more for Matt and I. Well, with all that said, I want to thank you for listening, being a part of the network. And as always, and as said before, keep that shiny side up and the greasy side down. Fly safe, everybody. Yes, yes.